Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi everyone, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare disorder patient myself, I enjoy presenting flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article from Marta Figueredo. Heart problems associated with spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, may be caused partially by calcium dysregulation in heart muscle cells in the absence of the survival motor neuron, SMN, protein, a study suggests. These findings not only shed light on the underlying mechanisms of heart problems with SMA, which may open new therapeutic avenues, but also support the monitoring of heart function in this patient population. The study, SMN Deficiency, Disrupts CIRCA2 Expression and Intracellular Ca2+ Signaling in Cardiomyocytes from SMA Mice and Patient-Derived iPSCs, was published in the journal Skeletal Muscle. SMA is caused by the loss of SMN, a protein produced in several cell types throughout the body and involved in multiple and fundamental cellular processes. While SMN deficiency in motor nerve cells is considered the disease root's cause, increasing evidence suggests that other cells and organs in the body also are particularly affected, including the heart. Cardiovascular problems have been reported in patients with the most severe forms of SMA and in mouse models of the disease. Moreover, a previous study supported by the SMA Foundation showed that SMA patients have higher than normal levels of several heart failure markers, suggesting that sufficient levels of SMN are essential for normal heart function. However, the mechanisms behind these SMA-associated heart problems remain largely unknown, and no study has established that SMN deficiency directly affects heart function. Researchers have now evaluated whether SMN deficiency compromised the contractile function of heart cells isolated from a mouse model of a severe form of SMA, and also those generated from SMA patient-derived induced pluripotent stem cells, or iPSCs. iPSCs are fully matured cells that researchers can reprogram in a lab dish to revert them back to a stem cell state that has the capacity to differentiate into almost any type of cell. Results showed that the levels of three heart failure markers, atrial natriuretic peptide, brain natriuretic peptide, and skeletal alpha-actin, were significantly increased in heart tissue from SMA mice prior to considerable neuromuscular degeneration compared with that from healthy mice. The researchers wrote, quote, "This suggested that mechanical function of the heart may be altered early in the disease progression of this severe SMA mouse model." In agreement, heart cells from SMA mice showed impaired contractile function compared with cells from healthy mice. The team noted that contraction problems in the heart often are associated with calcium dysregulation and lower levels of CIRCA2, an enzyme that controls calcium levels inside cells. Further analysis showed that SMN-deficient heart cells from both SMA mice and SMA patients had a significant drop in CIRCA2 levels and impaired calcium dynamics compared with healthy cells. Notably, these deficits were at least partially corrected when patient-derived cells were modified to increase their production of SMN protein. Conversely, heart cells derived from healthy individuals and forced to lower their SMN production mimicked the deficits seen in SMN-deficient heart cells. The researchers wrote, quote, "These results demonstrate that SMN regulates CIRCA2 levels and intracellular calcium dynamics in heart cells that may impair cardiac function and lead to elevation of heart failure markers as observed in mice and patients with SMA." The data also suggests that heart cell dysfunction occurs early in the disease course and therefore is likely to be a direct result of SMN loss and not secondary to neurodegeneration, the team noted. Since deficits in calcium dynamics also were previously reported to occur in SMN-deficient motor nerve cells, the researchers hypothesized that calcium dysregulation may be a common disease mechanism in SMA. The researchers wrote, "Finally, while neuromuscular degeneration remains the hallmark feature of the disease, impaired heart function may be a contributing factor in disease progression that will require monitoring in light of new therapies that are improving motor function and extending survival."
Coming up next, perspectives From SMA News Today Forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums moderator and vlogger. Just the other day, my cousin posted a picture on social media of him and his son at a baseball game last year. He went on to say how saddened he was they can't do that this year. Although I understand where he's coming from, I want to encourage him and others to look back at these photos with a different perspective. Instead, let such photos fill your heart with joy and happiness. Embrace those memories and look to the future. The present might not look like what you want it to, but tomorrow is another day. One aspect that bothered me about this post is that even though there are certain activities restricted at the moment, there are so many other things you can do. Maybe you can't go to a game, but you can certainly throw the ball around in your backyard. You can reminisce about those games you went to, and you can plan for an epic adventure when you're able to. Another factor not taken into account with this post is that as activities resume, many individuals still need to take precautions. So, while I'm sitting at home reading his woes, I'm wondering what he really has to complain about, because he'll be able to go to a game with his son long before I ever will. Despite being frustrated with that, I can still be happy others can go back to enjoying activities soon. My point is, when you look back at those photos from your life a year ago, please don't be sad. Instead, embrace those fond memories. Look forward to making new ones. Maybe they're not the memories you expected to make, but so what? Unexpected memories are more fun to look back on anyway. Thanks for listening. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.